This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council members begin their annual gathering at Lookout Mountain. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Members will trek to Jefferson County's Betcher Mansion near Golden. That's 18 miles from Denver City Hall. There they will talk about the 2026 budget and possible cuts in an uncertain economy. The retreat is open to the public, but not accessible by public transportation, frustrating some Denverites. The city is contracting for catering and meeting space with companies based outside of Denver. Critics say they are frustrated council will invest money in other communities when shrinking sales taxes are contributing to potential budget cuts. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Penny Arcade in Manitou Springs has a new owner. Longtime Manitou resident John Weiss bought the business after nearly a century under the same family ownership. Weiss is the co-founder of the now dormant newspaper, the Colorado Springs Independent.
When people complain at the newspaper, it was really difficult. Now all I have to do, if I gave you your quarterback, would that be okay? That solves the problem.
Weiss says he's keeping the team that runs the business pretty much intact. From Grand Junction, a man in prison for a series of fatal pipe bombings in the early 1990s is closer to getting a new trial. The Colorado Court of Appeals affirmed a lower court ruling ordering the case be retried. James Genrick was convicted in 1993 for the bombings. Attorneys from the Innocence Project argued Genrick was wrongly convicted using a form of now discredited forensic science. This is CPR News.